You're listening to SBS News.
I followed on, nice and easy.
In the small town of Ulladulla on the south coast of New South Wales, a fisherman is teaching his two new employees how to fix a commercial fishing vessel.
Start down here or start up on the plank.
Okay. A long way from home, the two men are from the Pacific Island nation of Tuvalu and have come to Australia to work and earn better money to send back to their families. Tui Timo, who has been in Australia for 2 months, says it is a great opportunity for him.
It's a pay rates for the job, for the work, that's what I like. And a little bit cold weather here, it's new to me. Yeah. And the experience I get, the more I get in Australia here.
He is working as a deckhand on the boat, earning nearly 10 times the amount he was earning in Tuvalu. Making money for his family is what drives him to work, as it is for his friend, Talimanatu Ulisi, who also travelled to Australia to work on the boat. Mr. Ulisi left his wife and 4 children for the job, but says it will be worth it in the long run.
The main reason why I'm here, for my children's future. And more money, build a house for the kids and send them to a good place for education.
The men are part of the Pacific Labour Scheme offered by the federal government. It's designed to provide employment opportunities to workers from countries in the Pacific region, like Tuvalu, Fiji and Papua New Guinea. Under the scheme, workers are allowed to come to Australia for employment for 2 years, with an optional 3rd year on their visa. This comes to a relief to third-generation fisherman Steve Bazilli, who has experienced firsthand some difficulty with employing local workers. He says half of his staff are foreign workers.
We wouldn't have a business. The boats would be tied up to the wharf or sold, and we'd be doing something else. We struggle to fill the positions we've got with Australian workers and that. We've got a few good Australian workers, but we still need those foreign workers to fill the gaps, and it's peace of mind for us.
He's currently training Mr. Timo and Mr. Ulisi in the hope they will work for him for the next 3 years, and says he will probably hire more workers under the scheme. So far, 80 Pacific Islanders have arrived through the program, with 2,000 expected by mid-next year. Mr. Basili says it's beneficial for both parties.
Yeah, it is a win-win situation. Like, there's no industry or work over there. There's no infrastructure or industry, so there's no job prospects. And we need workers over here. We've got some good Australian workers, but we've still got gaps we need to fill. So it's a win-win. They get to come here and earn money to send home for their families, and we get reliable workers.
Upskilling workers is one of the important elements of the scheme, with the aim of sending workers back to their home countries to start local businesses. CEO of Tuna Australia, David Ellis, says Australia can benefit from future partnerships with trained workers.
What it allows them to do is gain a lot of skills, practical hands-on skills, within a very well-managed fishery that they can then take back to their own countries. And we would welcome that opportunity to partner them back in their own countries in the future and utilise their resources better.
Currently, the program is limited to 2,000 workers, but has the potential for more depending on demand. Mr. Ellis says, judging by the high demand for workers in many agricultural and farming industries, he is optimistic.
It keeps our industries viable. We struggle to get Australian workers, and it's a problem that's across all agricultural primary industries, and this allows us to remain viable and to be able to support other industries in the towns.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the program will ensure access for Pacific Island workers will be a priority.
Pacific labour mobility is one of the most important solutions for tackling workforce shortages right now and into the future. And Australia is committed to building on those labour mobility opportunities for Pacific countries and ensuring the Pacific countries take priority.
For Mr. Timo, the priority is working hard to build his life back in Tuvalu.
I got 2 plans. My plan A is I got to build my house, yeah, if I try to save money. And plan B, I want to run a small business, yeah, back at home. And the experience what I get here, I think when I go back after 3 years, maybe he can use back at home.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.